Kim Gola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? You can purchase that book at vitalitycapsules.com. And we have some more questions and comments and the neti pot solution. That seems so reasonable. I don't know why people would go to the doctor for a cold anyway. And I think that's just what they call a sinus infection now.
Well, they're getting pretty broad with the definitions. Way back when, the dark ages when I started, a sinus infection meant you had to have pain over your sinuses. A cold did not qualify. And you had to have pain over your sinuses, productive discharge from your nose, and I think early on you had to have a fever. And they started dropping more and more of those criteria. Now if you have a sniffle, oh, sinus infection. Because sinus infection, mandatory antibiotics, now it's finally emerged that antibiotics are not effective for a sinus infection. And if you get my free report, you'll learn not only the neti pot, by the way, does not always work. It works a lot, but it does not always work. But you learn that you can use things like peppermint or castor oil. No, you don't have to swallow the castor oil. And it'll clear it up in less than an hour. So these are things that are just really ordinary, a heck of a lot less trouble than getting in your car and trying to get an appointment and paying for parking and getting fit in and waiting hours to be seen. So, you know, this report, you can really...
Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can really make your health care convenient.
Right. In addition to the damage that you do to your body by taking these pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, 89% chance the doctor's not going to help you. It's going to be harmful or useless.
Right. Okay, what about pain management? You mentioned pain if you have a sinus infection. What about just general pain management? And, of course, I think, well, if you have pain, then something must be wrong.
Well, you have to be a little sympathetic. People are hurting. They're hurting. They want relief. So you have to, you can look at the cause. But at the same time, you got to give them some kind of relief that's going to take place in, you know, the reasonable framework. I used to think, because I, you know, was a doctor, they would give me narcotics to give people, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And if you give them enough narcotics, maybe you get some pain relief in, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. But, again, the Candida Cleaner is a real miracle. It gives people relief of their musculoskeletal pain in minutes. So once I discovered that, I did not look back, never recommended another Tylenol or another Motrin or another anything. And
okay.
That was, for me, a huge, huge breakthrough. It helped my patients immensely.
Okay, another question out of the chat room. How can someone determine whether they do, in fact, have cancer? And are you familiar with the Navarro urine test? And is it reliable?
I'm not familiar with the Navarro urine test. And I personally do not believe it's important for a person to determine if they have cancer. Why is that? Because, first of all, as we mentioned with the mammogram issue, 90% of the cancer diagnoses are not really cancer, and so you're getting treated for something that's not cancer. So that's not a good idea. The next reason is that if it is determined that you do have cancer, the available therapies are not especially effective. Certainly the breast cancer therapies, the prostate cancer therapies are not especially effective. Third thing is, if you're saying, I wonder if I have cancer, that means that you do have something. In other words, you have some symptoms that are bothering you. From a natural point of view, it makes more sense to explore those symptoms in terms of their natural cause and relieve the cause of those symptoms. What's not told to the public is that cancer, even cancer detected by real live doctors, and proven with biopsy to be positive, has a 17% automatic resolution rate.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com and candidacleanser.com. We do have some callers lining up. Just let me give you a comment from the chat room. The gentleman said, or whoever said, I went to the doctor for gout, which is a very basic problem, but the medical bill ended up being $2,000 because of all the tests and that the doctors forced him to do before he would get any medication.
Yeah, well, it's a couple things going on there. First of all, the doctor, if he doesn't withhold medication until the tests are done, could actually lose his license because he is there to adhere to the standard of care. He is not there to provide you relief. He is not there to save your life. He is there to adhere to the standard of care. And the standard of care is a collection of protocols written by test makers, device makers, hospitals, drug companies, insurance companies to maximize their profit. And so your doctor actually did the right thing. He did exactly as he was supposed to do. In fact, he was very effective because, you know, as a doctor, my patients would say, hey, doc, you really need those tests. I said, nah, we don't. Here's the medicine. And so I didn't adhere to the standard of care, so I produced this little measly bill for $70. And that was not the right thing to do, so I'm sitting here in Panama. So your doctor does not want to end up sitting here in Panama, so he's doing the right thing. He's following the standard of care. And so that's exactly what happened there. Now, the other challenge is, well, doc, I want to get my gout treated. What am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to guess. I might be wrong. I'm going to guess this person might have used their insurance. They might have used their insurance. And the first thing is, do not see a doctor who takes your insurance. Because of that $2,000, your doctor at best got 10%. And that's, and I'm really stretching it. And certainly no more than 20%, because that's where the split is. Doctors never get more than 20% of all the health bills they generate. That's the way it's supposed to be. So if you go see a doctor who does not accept your insurance and you're paying him cash, you make it clear to him that you're paying cash and that you're going to pay before you get out of that office, then he's going to take a look at a different, wait a minute, I can charge this patient a little more. It'll be less than $2,000. I'll make out better because now I don't even have to collect from the insurance company and have them cut my bill back. He does all this calculation in his head very quickly. It probably takes 30 seconds. And he'll write you a script as fast as you can, in a blink, charge the same thing we'll just charge you for that two-hour ordeal, those $2,000 all unnecessary tests, by the way. So it's your choice how you want to go. Now, some people say, I have insurance, want to use my insurance, but your insurance is not really a sale. When it's $2,000, $100 deductible, 20% copay, blah, 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 and then you're paying the monthly insurance premiums, too. So you got to decide. And as far as murder by medicine goes, your chances of getting murdered if you have health insurance are much, much, much higher.
Right, I remember you saying that.
On all those tests.
Yes. All righty, let's take some phone calls. Let's take Werner from New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Dr. Daniels. I took some notes. You mentioned there about Candida. I came across a Dr. Simoncini. He found the link between most cancers and the presence of candida infection. And he treats it with a very simple way in killing the candida off with the applications of sodium bicarbonate. Dr. Tullio Simoncini, and he, even you mentioned there about breast cancer. He treats breast cancer in women by infusing sodium bicarbonate within the tumor in the breast, and within a few months the cancer is gone.
Right. Now, he's the
Italian guy. I'm familiar with that.
Pardon? Pardon?
Go ahead, Doctor.
I am familiar with that.
Yeah, okay. As I say, it's more than one way to skin a cat with different type of cures. And you mentioned there about the antibiotics. I noticed, I'm a farmer, and I've noticed over the years how lightly the veterinarians were pushing antibiotics without even knowing where the condition was being caused for, if it was an inflammation that that it was just an inflammation and that it was not an infection. And I can understand very well, you know, how so much antibiotics get into the food chain. But it should start up right at the producing end and with the veterinary profession. There is the same way as with medical, with so many of the medical doctors, they are nothing else but drug pushers.
Right.
Yeah, with the antibiotics and with the animals, these antibiotics do not even require a prescription. They're put right into the animal feed as a routine.
Yeah,
even animals who are not sick are getting antibiotics.
As basically as a preventive measure.
No, to help the animals grow bigger and faster.
Yeah.
Make more money, profit.
Cut out the stress due to latent infections. And about, you mentioned the appendix. I think there is another function of the appendix, and that is it provides a residual place in the large intestine where, when there is severe diarrhea or so, that basically cleans out all the digestive bacteria out of the large intestine. There is a residual, there is a remnant left in the appendix from where it can repopulate the large intestine.
Interesting.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you, Werner, for your phone call. Appreciate it. All right, let's take Joel in Indiana. Joel, welcome to the program.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
I'm listening. What I've noticed is every time you touch down on the subject of screening tests, you both come out basically as frustrated and unhappy, And I want to tell you how you can make your lives very happy with screening tests. Okay, here goes. What we need is a reporting system where a hospital will report on the results of the last 100 mammograms. And a woman needs to be able to go to her hospital's website, and she needs to be able to see, like, that out of 100 mammograms, 80% of them were negative, 20% had findings, and out of the 20% that had findings, 10 seemed to be, it looked like they needed to be repeated at 3 months and 6 months. And then the last 10, there were like 9 cases of cancer and maybe one false positive and a breakdown of the different types of cancer. Now, if every hospital in the United States had to report their screening test data like that, then people wouldn't explode when they get a false positive or a false negative, and every hospital would have the same, would have a chance to prove that they're doing a good job on a statistical basis. Also, pardon me for getting personal, but, you know, black people often complain that their hospitals in their neighborhoods are no good. But the best way to reality test a, the best way to reality test a complaint like that is basically, how are your screening tests working out compared to the white neighborhood and compared to the state in general? So that's my remedy. You ladies are missing the point that the bell curve between the healthy state and the disease state has to overlap. You're never going to change that. That's a law of population math. You'll always have an overlap between the healthy bell curve and the diseased bell curve. And the way to overcome the frustration and the anxiety is to report the data onto the website in real time without, you don't put any patients' names or anything, but you just report what the outcome is for the screening test. And then everybody will be happy because they'll be able to see what their chances are. And if they're working their way through a screening system, they'll know what to expect next, you know, what things are going to happen to them. Because
Joel, what is your occupation?
I am retired. I pretended to be a pathologist for a long time. And basically when I was feigning that I had an education and I had diplomas, I used to say things like screening tests have to be repeated. So I never finished a year of employment and lost all my licenses. And I always said that. I always said, well, I have a false positive rate, a true positive rate, a false negative rate, and a false positive rate. And the hospitals that I worked in, the doctors live in a delusional world where if they're continually being, they perform acts of ritual behavior, they'll never be wrong. And that's the craziest idea I ever heard. So I tried being a pathologist. When I finished my training in the cytology labs, the chairman of the path department told me, he said, not even 5% of all the pathologists in America have formal training in cytology. And he said, we can't raise the level. He said, because as soon as we train someone in a medical school to read pap smears, when he goes out into the practice world, he's going to lose his hospital privileges and all of his licenses. So you ladies are expressing you're bundling up your anxieties and your frustrations, and
well,
you're taking them out.
I don't think that you can say that, Joel. I really don't think that you have a justification to make that claim. What do you think?
I don't mean you two. I mean this in a global sense. When I listen to people, it's more global. In other words, the unhappiness and the frustration you two ladies are expressing, I dealt with that for 25 years, not very well. I didn't do a good job at it. I couldn't. There's just no way, because you can always find a Filipino who's sucking on his gold tooth, and he says, I am knowing the cancer from the benign. I can tell that right there. I know that much. So you're always dealing with some illiterate who doesn't wear shoes, but people want to believe in him. So that's my comment. The way to deal with screening tests is to report them out to a website and follow that data state by state, hospital by hospital, and then
Thank you, Joel. I'm sorry, but we do need to go to a break, and thank you so much for your call. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Would you like to comment on the last caller's comments?
Well, yeah, I think that would be actually pretty helpful for the audience. First of all, the inherent issue is that the screening tests being used are just simply unreliable. That's in a nutshell, that they are simply unreliable. The other issue is the way that they are employed is fraudulent. For example, you have mammogram screening. These ladies all come in, and they get mammograms done. The hospital deliberately picks the radiologist that has the highest false positive rate, and he's the one who's assigned to read these mammograms. So now he's got this inflated number of positive mammogram readings. Then they deliberately pick the pathologist who has the highest false positive reading, and he gets to interpret them. And so now you have the greatest number of women being referred for mastectomy. They're referred to, of course, the doctors on staff at the hospital, right? Now, What doctor is going to say, I looked at that mammogram myself, I'm going to go check it. You know what, lady? That is not a positive mammogram. You just go home. We're not going to do surgery. And I'm just going to give up my multi-thousand-dollar payday here.
Indeed.
Even if the doctor was willing to do that, even if he was had those kind of cojones, the hospital is like, whoa, we just missed a five-day hospital stay, umpteen hours of OR time and revenue. Man, you're out of here. You don't need to be at this hospital. So the system is set up to produce the false positives, because that is what sustains the hospital revenue. Hospitals hold mammogram screening days to fill up their OR time, to fill up their beds, and to enhance revenue.
Yes, I agree totally. Oh, oh my goodness. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm the one in the chat room that's asking. Hi, asking about Candida, because my daughter, who is 22, has been struggling off and on with this for years. And we are totally, but she is totally committed to an organic, non-conventional medical approach. So that's good. She's done, she is the most well-informed 22-year-old I've ever met. She totally understands. I mean, she's researched the disease, you know, ad nauseum. And so I'm definitely going to check out, your link to the Candida, cure or cleanse. I've got the link up already, but what I'm wondering, and she knows how to eat. I mean, she knows she is currently, you know, not ingesting any kind of sugar whatsoever, you know, carbs, whatever. So she knows that while she's dealing with this, you know, she's going to have to, you know, keep that out of her life. And she's very good at following a protocol very closely. My question is this. If she can, or if and when, you know, I'm going to say when, she can be, you know, get her Candida levels down to normal levels that are not, you know, manifesting in, you know, symptoms. At, is there a point at where she can reintroduce some carbs into her diet? I know sugars are really bad, alcohol, all that stuff, and she knows that. The other thing I wanted to ask is this at its root more of somebody who is immune suppressed? Because from what I've read, people with healthy immune systems, their immune system does a really good job at fighting, you know, keeping the Candida levels normal. So, you know, she's had, of course, she was vaccinated. This happened before I learned all this. And she also, unfortunately, had the Gardasil series. And, you know, I just feel like she may be suffering from some vaccine damage. And so that's why I'm wondering if at the root of it is a depressed immune system.
Yes, a suppressed immune system is always at the root of it. So the question is what the suppression is, but yes, that's always at the root of it.
Yes. What does one do to recover their suppressed immune system to the point, because I cannot imagine that she's going to have to live the rest of her life on proteins and green vegetables and not even having any sort of, you know, any sort of carbohydrate whatsoever. That just seems unbalanced to me. I'm just wondering
with the Candida cleaner, people are able to eat carbs. They're able to eat rice and, you know, carbs like potatoes or quinoa or millet, amaranth. Yeah, so she can definitely add complex carbs back to her diet.
Right.
Don't recommend that people add back bread, although people have reported that they can add back bread, but I just don't recommend it. So it sounds that would be the plan for her.
Okay. I mean, because she is just the most clean eater you would not believe. I mean, she never eats fast food, junk food, anything genetically modified. I mean, she's totally a purist. And for her to be suffering from this, you know, she did for a short time, you know, have an occasional, you know, high yeast content beer. And I think, and some stress. Stress always tends to, you know, to do it as well. I think it was kind of a perfect storm of factors that you know, caused her to have this recent outbreak to where at the point where she is just literally going crazy, you know. So anyway, well, I'm so thankful that you were on today and that I've learned about your Candida products. So I'm going to check it out. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com and candidacleanser.com. Cleaner? Cleanser? Let's see, I have it written down.
Cleaner.
Here. Cleaner. Okay. All righty. We do have some other calls. Let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello. I was going to ask on Dr. Hula Clark. She put out a book, The Cure for All Diseases, which she just passed away 4 years ago. She said in her book that every disease is caused by parasites of some kind or the pollutants that they put in our foods. And what... I was wanting to get your view on that, and if it is parasites, how do you get rid of them? Because everything that I've looked on the internet, they've survived because they're able to bore into the bone or into the muscle or into the cartilage to get away from whatever you're trying to kill them with. And do you think the turpentine cleanse would penetrate all that and kill them? I've seen, let's see, on Animal Planet, they've had several different specials on the enemy within, which was all the different kinds of parasites that are, and every doctor I've been to, treat you like you've lost your last marble, and then you pay a huge fee, and then you, so I quit going, and I'm trying anything and everything to get rid of them, and I've had them for the last 4 years, and they're just, it's, if I think about it, it will drive me kind of silly, but.
All right, what do you think, Dr. Daniels?
Okay, first of all, as a human being, you have, I believe, 50 trillion cells in your body, but you have 200 trillion organisms living in your body. And when those organisms irritate or annoy us, we call them parasites. So you have to distinguish between having a organism that doesn't belong there or an organism that belongs in your body but is misbehaving because of maybe dietary or toxic influences. So that's that distinction. The other thing is I'm familiar with Hilda Clark. I'm familiar with her theory. I do agree that most diseases are caused by parasites or chemicals. However, I believe dehydration is absolutely huge. So I always start with hydration first, and I'm literally shocked at how often I just don't even need to go further. So there's more than parasites and chemicals at play here, but those are two very big pieces of the puzzle. The other thing is I'm familiar with Hilda Clark's cures for parasites. All of her cures are water-soluble. What does that mean? A water-soluble cure will not get into or transcend the blood-brain barrier. It won't get into the bone or these other places that parasites hide. The Candida Cleaner is a solvent, and so it crosses all of these boundaries, which makes it infinitely more effective. Of course, it's simple to use, too. It's only one ingredient.
Awesome. Now, two questions. With Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, I just spent the last almost 4 years of my life taking care of my mother, and she passed away from Alzheimer's. But on her death certificate, it had she died of cancer. Any suggestions on what you would do for a person that has Parkinson's? Because I have a friend that's going through Parkinson's, and the medication she's on is causing dementia.
Right. First of all, so let's talk about Parkinson's. Parkinson's is basically a deterioration of the nervous system. It's a deterioration of the neurons, the motor neurons, that make it difficult for the person to walk and to really do much of anything. After a while, you just feel kind of useless. But usually, Parkinson's does not affect the brain. But then you take the Parkinson's disease, and now you've got the brain issue plus the other issues. So I treat Parkinson's naturally. I do use the information that you'll find in the Candida Cleaner, but in addition to that, I have to take B12, which helps protect the neurons. And I also have them take rosemary. Rosemary actually regenerates nervous tissue and nerve cells. And then, of course, they have to adjust their diet, and that generally takes care of it. And well, they usually need the vitality capsules to clean out their intestines and biliary tract. But it's definitely doable. If she's not confined to a wheelchair, then my therapies work very nicely. But if they're far enough gone where they're in a wheelchair, then, you know, I haven't been able to turn those around.
All righty. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's take Sunny in Idaho. Sunny, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Dr. Daniels, I thought I'd give you a little giggle. About 20 years ago, not knowing any better, I let them nuke my thyroid, so I have to have a physician, you know, to get my TSH and my Synthroid prescription. So I move here. I go to a new doctor. They have all of this paperwork. I could not believe the questions on this, things like your mother's married name and what county you were born in. So I had a lot of blank spaces. So the doctor is sitting there looking over my blank spaces, and he said, when was the last time you had a mammogram? And I said, I don't do mammograms. And he said, but they save lives. And I said, doctor, when you do a breast exam, you are so gentle and so careful. Why is that? And he said, well, because if there's a tumor there, we don't want to break it and spread the cancer cells. And I said, well, then why would I go and let someone smash my breast into a vise as hard as they can and nuke it? And he looked at me as serious as could be. He said, well, because they save lives.
And I said, there you go.
I'm talking to furniture here.
Exactly, a hologram. You're looking at a hologram, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like when they go to medical school, their brains get turned off. Well, here's another giggle.
They have to. You can't be a doctor otherwise. They have to turn your brain off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I have a new doctor, or a different doctor, I should say, and we were talking about these things, and she's pretty much, she's coming around a little bit, you know, but she has to be very careful. And
yes.
I was talking to her about when my husband was dying, a particular doctor that we came in contact with who was just the most humble, most caring, and empathetic person. I said, that's so unusual for a surgeon or an oncologist. I said, you know, I've wondered what happens in medical school to turn oncologists and surgeons into such ghouls. And she put down her pencil and she looked me in the eye and she said, well, maybe that's the reason they became oncologists and surgeons.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Exactly.
That yep. really took my breath away, Dr. Daniels.
Yep.
It says a lot. Well, thank you for all you're doing and God bless you both.
Thank you, Sonny. All righty, let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I get Dr. Daniels to comment on high-dose vitamin D, like 25 or 50,000 units a day?
Yeah, you can get me to comment on that. It depends on where you're living. So if you're living closer to the North or South Pole, you're not getting much sun, it might be that that's what you need to get to make things happen. If you're in the central area, temperate or even tropical, you definitely don't want to do that. I would say if you're going to take those doses, though, you should get your blood tested, your blood level tested, to make sure you're not going over 75.
I have been tested to almost 500 ng/mL, and actually it brought on a superficial blood clot, and I stopped taking 100,000 units a day, and it disappeared. They never did recommend any drugs or operation. And from my studies, I believe I may have been going through a healing crisis. Are you familiar with a neurologist in Brazil by the name of Cicero Combe?
No.
There is a YouTube half hour. It is in Portuguese language. You need to find the one that has English subtitles. Once again, his name is Combra, C-O-I-M-B-R-A. And there are five or six people on there that say after 6 months of high-dose vitamin D, they were cured of multiple sclerosis, and a sixth one there, it was cured of rheumatoid arthritis. The other subject I'd like to bring up, from what I understand, in 1942, when they introduced antibiotics, that polio jumped up 26 times. Do you know, has it been recorded or noticed what happened in the world when antibiotics were introduced? Is that the correct year, 1942?
The polio, it's believed at this point that polio is a complication of sewage in your drinking water. And so if you have sewage in your drinking water, then polio will increase. What may have also happened in 1942 is there were more cities being formed, and these cities didn't have adequate sewage systems. So you had more and more people, more and more human waste, and no way to dispose of that waste and keep it separate from the drinking water. And then there, you have a spike in polio, and then once you get your pipes and plumbing in place, separating your drinking water and your wastewater, then you see polio basically going away.
Did DDT have anything anything to do with polio? Or?
I don't think so. I think you know, my understanding of DDT is that it's basically has reproductive consequences, and I don't see what's related to polio. The major cause of polio today is the vaccine. That's pretty much the cause. If you want to get polio in 2013, about the only way to get it if you live in North America is to get the vaccine.
Oh, that's for sure.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you so much, Wes. We do need to move on because we do have some other callers and we're running short on time. So thank you so much. Let's take Paul in New Jersey quickly.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Paul.
Gene, those stories were very interesting and kind of shocking. I mean,
okay.
You know,
do you have a question?
Yes, I do. About colon cleanse, I didn't hear it. I didn't get the websites, and I don't know how to spell her name. So I'd like that kind of information, and I want to know what I can do to clear out, you know, the candida, like from the GI tract.
Okay, that's CandidaCleaner.com.
Yeah, CandidaCleaner.com, and then
Candida
my site is Cleaner.
Okay.
CandidaCleaner.com.
Right, and then there was another one.
VitalityCapsules.com.
See, I don't get that. What's the first word?
Vitality.
B as in boy?
V as in very.
Okay, V as in Victor.
V as in very, I as in Inez, T as in tree, A as in Ann, L as in Larry, T as in tree, I as in Inez, Y as in yellow, Vitality, capsules.com.
Okay.
Right, and then one thing I wanted to say was many years ago I had a lady friend from some group, and she was, you know, always complaining about she had candida in the vaginal area.
You know,
where it was like white.
We really do. We really should move on, Paul. So, okay.
Peroxide.
Yeah, that's covered in the website. You go to that Candida Cleaner website.
Right. All righty. Let's go on. Let's take Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. At the first of the show, you were talking about high blood pressure and then getting high blood pressure medicine. I was just tuning in and didn't get what you had to say. But my husband was sent to the doctor's on Friday because his blood pressure was 210 over something. And they put him on medicine immediately and did not identify why he had high pressure, but they did take tests. And since then, he's been dizzy, he's been tired, he's been just really having a hard time, and that's why I was interested in what you had said early on in the show.
Well, what I meant to say, I don't know how far I got with it, was that you should not let your doctor substitute a number for a measure of health. So if you have a blood pressure reading that's high, if you have a cholesterol that's high, any number that's not what the doctor says is in the normal range, you should not allow the doctor to treat it in a way that makes you feel worse. And this is the number one cause of murder by medicine, is people are taking medications, they're feeling worse, and they're continuing to take the medication even though they feel worse. So your husband is definitely moving down the wrong path there.
Okay. Because he's getting lightheaded when he takes this. His blood pressure is reducing.
Right. However, there is harm being done, and that's what the symptoms are indicating. So what he needs to do is he needs to take a look at what's causing his blood pressure to be high, because doctors don't believe there's a cause. It's a mystery thing. It's like voodoo. It's like bad luck. So, but we know better than that. So you could go to my website, click on the kind. Actually, why don't you listen to my radio show. It says the heart disease hoax, and it tells you a lot about blood pressure and hypertension. It helps you understand that.
Okay.
Indeed. All righty. And there's several programs there, and you should listen to every single one of them.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlene.
Yep.
All righty. Let's take Greg in California real quick. Greg?
Yes, morning, Dee.
Hi.
Dr. Daniels, I used to teach martial arts, and I tore my medial meniscus. in 1974, and the VA took it out, but I think there's more damage on the left side with a ligament, but I'm bone on bone now. So I have my knee buckles sometimes at the drop of a hat, even standing, especially in the shower sometimes, or not so much, but what is your recommendation, or do you have a supplement that will mitigate this pain, as there's a Dr. Harris with Longevity who has a new breakthrough in, it has a gel that's temporarily relieves pretty well for a few hours or less, and then the supplement.
Okay, Greg, hold on to that question. You can stay on over the break, and she'll answer that question when we come back. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her websites are vitalitycapsules.com and candidacleaner.com. And Greg, doctor, do you want to answer Greg's question?
Greg's question, what was his question?
He has, what did they take out in 1974, Greg?
Oh, geez, okay, I remember.
Okay.
They took out your medial ligament?
Medial meniscus.
Medial meniscus. Okay, you injured the meniscus.
Bone,
now, now they find that those types of surgeries are not effective, and what they're doing is actually repairing the meniscus and leaving it in place. Mm-hmm. But now your problem is your bone on bone, which means you don't have any cartilage. So you need to grow more cartilage. And the way to grow more cartilage is to borrow the cartilage from your animal friends, and that would be basically taking pure gelatin. What I would recommend for my patients would be a quarter cup of gelatin per day. You have to read the label carefully. You want pure gelatin. You don't want half gelatin, half sugar. You don't want half gelatin, half filler. You have to read the packages. And I believe Knox does still sell that. But anyway, you want a quarter cup, that's 4 tablespoons, dissolve that in some water and down the hatch. Next thing you want is 1 milligram of boron, B-O-R-O-N, boron. And what that will do is that will build back your cartilage. You take that every day. It takes about 2 months. And you got some new cartilage there, and you can run and jump with the rest of them.
Yeah, because it buckles so fast. You don't have a supplement, huh?
Okay.
Well, that is a supplement.
Yes, ma'am, I realize that.
No, but I don't sell one. No, I don't sell one. You have to go get that at the health food store.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have some more questions. Is the turpentine rectified turpentine that is in your product?
No. I don't actually sell the turpentine because that's actually what the problem is. The problem is, slaves, poor people used to use turpentine to heal absolutely everything. It was the miracle cure of the 1800s. And the drug companies came in and they passed a law saying that skull and crossbones had to be put on everything that contained turpentine. They moved turpentine out of the grocery stores, out of the pharmacies, and had it exclusively sold in the hardware stores. And now they're in the process of moving the turpentine out of the hardware stores, so that it's being exclusively sold in the paint supply stores, artist paint supply stores. So what's being done is a huge attempt to make this miracle cure totally unavailable to the public. So it's really important to get the report now while you can still get turpentine and while you can still see how you can use it to heal so many things.
Right. What are your views on colloidal silver as an antibody?
I think colloidal silver is limited. The spectrum is not nearly as broad as turpentine. Also, colloidal silver is water-soluble, which means you don't have the penetration, you don't have the distribution. So it's not able to penetrate all the barriers in the body and work. The other thing about colloidal silver, and this is true of turpentine too, is you absolutely have to have your colon cleaned out for it to work. So this fantasy where you can take something by mouth and it's going to clear up any infection is simply not true, because the reason you have the infection is because the immune system couldn't evacuate it through the colon.
What about healing tinnitus?
You mean ringing in the ears?
Uh-huh.
That's a tough one. That's really a tough one. To heal tinnitus, I start with garlic and mullein eardrops, and then from there, fix the diet, fix the liver, and generally, that takes a long time. It takes 2 or 3 months.
All righty. We need another hour. We just love having you on.
We do, because we didn't even get through a third of the things that have to go on in your mind for your doctor to kill you. So we'll have to pick another time.
Okay. I will email you, and we'll schedule this again. Thank you so much for being on the program. You're just delightful.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.